If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. In sport, not many of these genius mavericks can tell you how they do it. They just do it. But Chris Wardle's different. The former England winger takes you inside the mind of a genius and breaks down exactly how he perfected the technique that made fools of defenders. You've used a phrase, body language, which I know you meant it in a different way, but it's part of the reason that we're all here today talking to you. In that, I warned you before this chat, I'd say things that would embarrass you. But these are sincere. I think that in many ways you were England's Zidane. I compare your balance and your vision and your ability with the ball and what you did with the ball, but what you could do to other people around you, which was pretty special. But another thing that annoys me is when I read people writing about you and they would say enigmatic or languid, which wasn't true. I think you were very, very fast with the ball, which is a rare trick. And you reminded me of Michael Laudrup and his ability to go past people, a fair physique too. But are you able to define how you do the things you do with, not with the ball, but dropping the shoulder or showing people one way and going the other, or all the various things that made you an elite footballer on the world level? Did it just happen because your brain gave you messages to your body, or did you think about it, or did it change from when you were skinny to when you were, you know, physically intimidating?
No, when I was started playing, kicking a ball around, when I was three, four, five, six, my dad was a massive football, loved it, he loved football, he'd do his work, but football was his passion. I told our brothers, so I was out on the field at three, four, playing, but at five, six, I was doing the body swerve then. I remember when I was six, seven, eight, I remember doing that trick. You know, people always say to me about, I'm a great believer in practicing with the ball, getting the feel of a ball, passing the ball. But you can't go into training every day and say, right, lads, this is what we're doing now. We're going to do body swerves, step overs, Cruyff turns. I've seen a lot of players on training grounds do a step over, and I'll go do that on a Saturday. Looks all right, that. You might work. No, I'm not doing that. Why? Well, I might trot on the ball, or I might do it wrong. And what if you do it right? No, I'm not doing it. To me, it was a natural thing to go and do. That's how I played. And the great thing I had growing up was, my dad obviously was a big influence because he'd be always in my ear, but I never had a manager, whether it be a school teacher, whether it be under 18, junior teams. Even when I went to clubs, really, I never really had a guy who pulled me to one side and went, stop dribbling, stop doing it. All he used to say was, give him the ball. Give him the ball and let him get on with it. And yes, some days it frustrates because it doesn't happen. For whatever reason, the kids are that good, or you read you, or you just, it's just not there. But the art of beating people is how close you get to the man. You know, I watch now on the TV and I see players running and they're getting within 5 yards of the fullback or the centre-half or the midfield player, whoever they're playing against, and they start doing step-overs and they start doing this. Either foot over the ball, but the guy's 5 yards away. You're never going to beat a guy 5 yards away. The object of beating a guy is getting as close as you can basically to you within a yard, because that is when basically you're going to go one way or the other, or he's going to nick the ball off you. You can't beat a guy from 5 yards. He's got to be a very bad defender if you're beating a guy from 5 yards away, but away. So to me, now somebody says, well, how far do you run the ball to the guy? I went, you don't. It's just not, it happens. And I'm always a believer, when you're a footballer, you're born with your talent you've got. Now it's how you put together. Will you fail mentally, physically? Will you not be good enough that way? Listen, you can go and watch your Sunday morning game, you'll see a kid with a trick, but you just think mentally the whole package, not good enough to step up ladders. But that level, he's a very good player. But you're born with it. I was, because he went to me, could you show us how to do a body sweep? And I went, I can show you, but you can't do it in the games because people don't sell a body sweep enough. You've got to sell it as if, I always just say, but imagine you are going to go that way. And I used to look at the defender's point of view and I'd say, if I'm going that way, he thinks I'm going that way, obviously. And it's just that last second where you think, I'm not, mate. You think I am. So you've got to really exaggerate it as if to think the ball is getting left behind in a way because I'm taking it off. I'm taking off from my right foot. I'm off. And it's just that last second where you're off. He thinks, well, he is. He's going. He goes. And then you take away your left foot, which I do. Obviously, if you're a right foot, you do it the other way. And that's how you beat the guy. But if I ran up with the guy, I've seen it work down his wrong from 5 yards, but the time when it works and when it really works is you've got to convince that man.
It's a confidence trick.
Go that way.
It's
yeah.
a con artist, isn't it?
It's like a step over. You know, it looks like you're taking the ball with you, and you don't, you just roll your foot over it. But the guy thinks you're kicking the ball, so he goes that way, and then you change direction, take the ball with the other foot. You know, anybody can do this, but the art is when to do it, and it's that split second. You know, when you watch Lionel Messi, when you watch Cristiano Ronaldo at his best, when he's on the, you know, when he's dribbling, all these players that we want to talk about, how you'll mention, you know, your Ronaldinho's over the years, and all these players, and Tommy Hutchinson's or John Robertson's, they used to drag the ball. They'd have the ball right up to people. He used to torment the fullback, you know, because there's always a player, and you back off, back off, back off, back off. So you used to think, he never goes past us, but you think, I don't need to go past you, because you just back off till I get to an area where I can cross it. I'll pass it. So you're doing me a favour, really. Then you'll get the ones who think, what I'll do is I'll back, then I'll dive in. And then again, that's timing to see him coming, that movement, that split second. When you see him come to tackle you, you move the ball and he's lying on his backside, no, or he's stuck and you're away. You know, and then it's like, show him this way, show him that way.